Well, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty, magnificent, miraculous, hallelujah, magnanimous God we serve. He is the only God, King of kings and Lord of lords, Prince of life, hallelujah, in whom we have peace, joy, righteousness. And that song said, that in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, amen. We're glad to be in the land of the living. For the dead does not praise him, nor any that go down into silence. But David said, while I yet have my being, will I praise him. And I'm so glad, amen, that God has given us the privilege and the opportunity to praise him, to lift him up, to adore him, to, amen, give him the proper glory that's due unto his magnificent, wonderful, and wondrous name. It's another day, amen, to be in the land of the living. Ha! Yeah, my God, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, listen, we're so grateful to God for every one of you on here. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life and the soon coming King, in whom we live, move, and have our being. Hallelujah. We thank God for our pastor, our set man, our visionary, and the keeper of the gate. Amen. And I'm going to be standing in the gap, making up the hedge for him while he, amen, gathers himself, prepares himself for this monumental task tonight. Amen. As he embarks to lead us into the, amen, spiritual confrontation against the powers of darkness. Amen. And victory through the blood in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a blessing to have a person who is, amen, determined, who is, amen, on the front lines with you. One that, amen, bless God, not only sends you in the battle, but first, like scripture said, teaches you how to fight and then engages in the fight first until you follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. That's a leader. Amen. And we're grateful to God for him. We thank God, amen, for him. And I want to stop and say this. I thank God for every one of you that have been in serious, amen, prayer, serious, amen, confrontation against the cohorts of hell, the powers of darkness in the regions of the doom and damn. Hallelujah, that we would bring victory. As we already know, it is, in fact, ours. Listen, we're going to God before we go to ask anything. I want to just celebrate him. I want to, amen, give him glory. We're going to praise him in advance before any walls fall. Hallelujah. Before we see any, amen, victory, before we see any turnaround, because in heaven, it's already done. Amen. As far as God's concerned, it's already done. But now it takes us to bring it to fruition. Amen. Bless God. According to how bad do you want it? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I can have anything for you, but you got to receive it. So we're going to him and thank him for what's already done. Thank him for what we already received. And we show him that we appreciate it by celebrating him with praise, with, amen, honor, and with glory to God worship. So let's go before him right now. Lamb of God in heaven, in Jesus' name, we are so eternally grateful. We are so thankful for being in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, that you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. We are thankful this morning, Lord God, for the great things that you have done. Yes, you have done great things for us, wherein we are glad. Hallelujah. This morning, Father, we bless you. Be blessed, O Lord. Be blessed. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Our strength, which teacheth our hands to war and our fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield. Hallelujah. And it's you in whom we trust, Master. You whom subdue all things under our feet. We bless you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We want to tell you this morning, thank you, that you kept the hand of the enemy, stayed the powers of darkness, rebuked all would-be predators, and all, Lord, type of, Lord, agents that would come for our demise. Lord, thank you that even as we were not cognizant or aware of our surroundings in sleep, you release angelic beings to Lord Jesus Christ, blind, confused, and stop, put at bay the hand of the enemy. This morning, we bless you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for rebuking death. Marshall, glory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for, Lord, binding every principality and power, even as we slumbered and slept. We owe you praise. We owe you glory. We owe you majesty. We owe you power, might, and dominion. And we pay our vows this morning. And we praise you, Lord, with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your majestic, blessed, wonderful, magnificent name. God, we decree and declare that we will bless you with our soul, and we will bless you at all times. Hallelujah. We will bless your holy name. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, for giving all our iniquities and healing all our diseases. Thank you, Master. You're the one who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, according to Psalms 103. God, we bless you, hallelujah, because you satisfy our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed as the eagle. Glory to God. We bless you this morning for making provisions. Thank you for making the crooked places straight, for making the rough places smooth. Thank you that you're the one for us that exalts every valley and pulls down every mountain. We give you glory, God, because if you are for us, who can be against us? And you are, yes, Lord, hey, the greatest power. Hallelujah. You are magnificent. You are miraculous. You are, amen, bless God, highly glorious, and you're wrapped and clothed in splendor. Hey, Shata, glory is your Lord Jesus ornament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. We exalt you because you are a king. You're sovereign. You're supreme, and you're the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a life that no man can approach into. You are the King eternal, immortal, and invisible, the only wise God. Hiya, you're the only one that's able to walk on the clouds of the air by the name of Jah. And you said the clouds of the air are the dust of your feet. Hey! Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made us and not we ourselves. Thank you that we are your people and we are the sheep of your pasture. This morning we come to thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Come on back there giving thanks. Thank you, Lord God, that Lord, you have kept us. Thank you that we didn't lose our minds when we went through that trial. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us out of Lord Jesus Christ's catastrophic and cataclysmic events. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you released, Lord Jesus, us from the pains of death and from the torment of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pains of, Lord, sickness, disease, and torment. Hallelujah. God, thank you that you're our surgeon. You're our healer. You're the balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. You're the saving, healing, soothing salve. Hallelujah. That comforts us in any type of trouble. We bless you this morning. You are magnificent. There's nobody like you. There's nobody to be compared with you. You are God alone. Hallelujah. And you are Lord Jesus Christ, high above the earth. Hallelujah. Your glory is set above the heavens. What a mighty, what a magnificent, what a miraculous and majestic God we serve. Be thou glorified, thou Prince of Life. You're the bread of hunger and the meat, hallelujah, of hunger. You're the water of thirst. And this morning we stop by to just tell you, thank you. Thank you this morning, Master. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you for everyone on this prayer call. Thank you, Lord. You said in Psalm 92, God, that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise and to sing praises unto the name of our Lord, the Most High. You said, God, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning. And God, you said, hallelujah, and by faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the Psalms 92. Mito Shaleva, that pushes us, that prompts us and motivates us to let us know that our praising is not in vain. Our giving thanks is not in vain. Hallelujah. You said in everything to give thanks. We give you thanks when things are good and it's bad, when they're up and they're down, when we're in and when we are out, when we feel good, hallelujah, and when we don't. Father, when we have and when we have not, we bless you. God be glorified this morning in the name of Jesus. Lo basha, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Purdy in a moment to pray, but I want to pray this prayer point in Ephesians chapter number 6, Ephesians 6, glory to God. Sister Purdy, I'm going to have her to come on, amen, and do 5 minutes in Jesus' name after I do this prayer point. And Sister Monica, amen, Arthur, prepare yourself right after Sister Purdy in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 6, he said, listen here. 6 and 10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, hallelujah, of this world, hallelujah. Whoosh, ke-pa-pa, le-pe-ho-sha. The Bible says, amen, bless God, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the evil day. And having done all to stand, we are praying, amen, that we would remain on post, alert and astute as we encounter warfare. That's right. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, today I thank you that my eyes are open, my ears are open, my spiritual discernment is awakened. I am alert. I am ready. I am willing for spiritual confrontation. In Jesus' name. Come on, there it is right there. Father, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, thank you right now, God, for that privilege that you have caused us to be enlisted into the royal service of God, the royal Lord Jesus Christ service, hallelujah, of going into combat, the spiritual warfare, and equipping us with all the things that we stand in need of. Thank you for not only the equipment, but God, you equipped us with all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, Lamb of God, give us to be willing. Give us the drive, the tenacity, the motivation, hallelujah, the inspiration, and the Lord Jesus Christ will to do and to will to do of your good pleasure. Raka Lemonsa, Father, even the children of Ukraine, Father, they are willing. They don't need those just to battle for them. They are willing if they just have the tools and have the articles of warfare and have, Lord Jesus Christ, the necessary weapons. Lord Jesus, if they can do that in the natural to protect their own homeland, to protect that which they esteem to be valuable, worth, Lord Jesus, dying for, we suit up now. We suit up for the battle. We clothe ourselves for the battle, Lord Jesus Christ, that is for the kingdom of God and for those that you have called from darkness to light. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you would cause everyone under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, to suit up today and to put on the whole armor of God, that we would wrestle against, Lord Jesus, not one another, not each other, hallelujah, with petty, mundane, superficial things, hallelujah, such as jealousy and envy, hallelujah, amen, fault-finding and criticism, Lord God, but rather, we come against the spirits that promote the same. We come against the spirits that influence, that motivate, the influence, hallelujah, and that arouse our flesh, hallelujah, to be, Lord Jesus, their beckoning call. We dismantle the enemies with their ploys and their plots. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of discernment being rested upon us. We realize it is not our children, hallelujah, bless God, it's the spirit dealing with our children, dealing with that husband, dealing with that wife, dealing with Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that co-worker, and we come against it, hallelujah, clothed, hallelujah, with the majesty's armor in the name of Jesus, and we dismantle, disrupt, hallelujah, overthrow, in the name of Jesus, in the name of his majesty, and we command you, be overthrown, be overthrown. We overturn it now, the table, the conference of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Come on, Sister Purdy, 5 minutes.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I truly give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this morning. I thank God for you, Pastor Butler, on this morning. I give honor to our absent pastor on this morning, that God will continue to uphold him and strengthen him up for such a time as this. I'll be coming from 2 Peter 3:9. And it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So this is where God will, don't want any of us to perish, just continuously and totally believe in him. So put up your right hand. Say, Lord, from this day forward, help me in every area where I independently depend upon my own strength and not rely upon you wholeheartedly. I ask you, Father, to navigate me. Lord, don't let me perish in those areas of my life. So, precious Lord, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, it's once again, God, that we come before your throne of grace, God, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in time of need. And, Father, we thank you, God, for giving us grace, God, to uphold us, God, in this hour, God. Oh, God, that we don't perish, God, from the things of you, God. Oh, God, for the things that you have given us, God, from the contents that we carry, Father God, of your image and likeness, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. Hey, God, that now is high time, God, for us to awake, God, out of sleep, God. Hey, God, for now, God, is the time, God, that our salvation is nearer, God, than we believe, Father God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to give you glory, God. Oh, Father God, we come to give you honor, Lord. Oh, God, we come to give you praise, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will not die spiritually, Father God. Oh, God, but we shall live, Lord, and declare your works, God, in earth, Father God. Oh, God, that we'll be an example, God, of your life, God. Oh, God, let it shine in our hearts, God, that we will express it abroad, God. Hey, God, that others will not perish, Father God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your word, God, says, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the book of Matthew, God. Hey, God, verses 5, God. Hey, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, where you went on the mountain and taught the people, God, and we thank you for those teachings, God, that are resonating in our soul, God. Hey, God, where you said, blessed are they that mourn, Lord, for they shall be comforted, God. Oh, God, don't let us perish, God, in mourning, God. Hey, Tate Rebe, Hey, Sekebo Sokorabaha, Hasamasekeya, Hey, Karabaha. Not only will we be comforted, God, but other those, God, they will be comforted as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, blessed are the meek, God, for they shall inherit the earth. Oh, God, don't let us perish in being meek, Father God. Oh, Jesus' name. Oh, Father, you said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, God, don't let us perish, God. Hey, God, in hunger, God. Don't let us perish, God, in thirst, God, after the things of you, God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the imprints that you placed upon us, God. Hey, God, you know what you have appointed us to do, Father God. Oh, God, keep our focus on thee, God. Oh, God, that we don't perish, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you said, blessed are they that are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We thank you, Father, for blessing us to be merciful in this hour, God, that we show mercy one towards another. Oh, God, and we come to lift up our man of God, Lord, that he don't perish in his help, God, that he don't perish from the arrows that has been sent out against him. Oh, God, we thank you for being a blood shield around him, God. Thank you for being a shield and buckler, God. Thank you for being a firewall around our man of God. That he do not perish in this hour, God, because of these opposing forces, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those scoffers, God, that are mocking salvation, God. Oh, God, we overturn and overthrow their works and activities, God. And our man of God, rise and shine, for the light has come, God, and it is risen upon them right now, Father. Oh, God, yet while we speak, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, that we shall not perish, but we shall rise, God, to the occasion for which you have called us, and stand in the gap, Father God, and make up the hedges in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today that you are good and you are sovereign. We give honor to our set man, Prophet Brian Kip Karn Jr., Pastor Butler, and all of you that are on this prayer line today. We come from the word of God in Matthew 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Glory to God. And we are talking to the strategy of taking dominion over all satanic rule. We are commanding today, lift your right hand. We overthrow the wisdom and the conference tables of the wicked and scatter them wherever and whenever they gather. We release spiritual weapons of mass destruction upon their headquarters and destroy all of their weapons and means of retaliation. By the grace of his majesty, we advance, take and rule their territory by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we overthrow all bands of wickedness, all desires of the enemy, all plans and all plots and all strategies of demonic satanic rule from the second heavens. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you've given us authority. You've given us power over all witchcraft, all sorcery, oh God, all demonic speakings, all conversations of ungodly situations against our lives, against the meeting of the underground prayer movement. Father, we take authority right now, and we decree and declare your word, oh God, that we have the power over all sickness, over all diseases, oh God. You've given us the authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we overturn and we override all demonic strategies, oh God. We detour in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, all plans and all surprises, oh God, of satanic movements, oh God, all of their grassroots workings, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we expose them now by the power of God. We come against the spirit of witchcraft in the city of Atlanta. We bind up the spirit of witchcraft in the city of Charlotte, in the name of Jesus. We come against the connection of demonic conversations, Bakashaya, that will come to hinder us, stop us, and block us from doing and moving according to your will and your judgment. Spirit of the living God, right now, we pull down, oh God. We snatch down, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the warfare that has come against us is ceased, oh God. Lord God, we command in the name of Jesus that we walk in the glory of God. We walk in a straight path on today, oh God. By your spirit, we are led in the name of Jesus. As we travel today, oh God, there will be no accidents, no
no bloopers in the name of Jesus. We overturn all demonic strategies, oh God, to cause us to walk in fear. We bind up the torment against the minds of your people, oh God. We command a release, oh God. We command a loosing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare today that Prophet Brian Carr is strong in the name of Jesus, that the intercessors and prayer warriors today, God, they have a keen discernment, oh God, and a sensitivity, oh God, to intercede and pray. Oh God, Shataya, we thank you for every prayer point, oh God, that you are pushing in the hearts and the minds of your people right now, oh God. We command Rerenio Soya. We command a release. We command results, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. It is so. And the last prayer point that we are going to pray, amen, is for a made-up mind, a victorious mindset. Did you hear what I said? I said a victorious mindset. For the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, that's right. And verse number, Shakato Mapaye Lembando. Proverbs 23. My God, I feel glory. I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a warrior. Amen. I fight warfare. I look forward to it because I know, hallelujah, that there's victory on the other side. Amen. We're going in with the mindset of victory. A victorious mindset. Proverbs 23 and 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. As he thinketh in his heart, amen. And then Philippians 2 quickly. And we're going to get off of here and keep our minds stayed in heavenly places from whence cometh the Savior. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5, I believe it is, Philippians 2 and 5. Yes, yes. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, he said to let it. That means to give place to. You have to allow. He's not coming in, amen, running roughshod over your mind. You've got to allow, give place to, yield, submit your mind. And as you do that, God give you the mind that he has, and that is a victory. Hallelujah. So we're praying for a victorious mindset in Jesus' name. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I thank you that I have the mind of a victor. I am victorious. I am a winner. I am a conqueror. I am a more than. Yes, Lord, I felt that. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him, I am a more than. I am victorious. I am a winner. I am a soldier. And today, we fight. Come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now. We give you divine praise and glory. As we set our minds in heavenly places, as we lift our eyes unto the hill and keep our minds stayed on you, God, you said that you would keep us in perfect peace. Father, you told us to pull down every imagination, everything that would produce a picture show that's contrary to that which is produced by the infallible word of God. We cast you down now. We pull down every imagination, all the imaginations of failure, insecurity, low self-esteem, hallelujah, inadequacy. We pull them down now. Every imagination of if or what, rather than we shall and it will be, we pull it down now. We decree and declare. We set our voices and we stand, Lord Jesus Christ, in defense of this gospel. And we set ourselves with the mindset of a spiritual marine, a spiritual special forces, a spiritual leatherneck, a spiritual Navy SEAL, a warrior. God, give us to become a Jericho. Hallelujah. Minds of victors. Hallelujah. And not those of defeat. We decree and declare that we are entering into the enemy's camp. We're not asking anything. We thank you for the mind to take the spoils that already belonged. Come on. Today. Belong to us. We thank you now. And Lord Jesus Christ, we even emulate and imitate not only the mind of Christ, hallelujah, but the mind of Christ as it has been manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ, life of our leader. Give us, Lord Jesus Christ, to emulate. Thank you for giving us somebody physically, somebody naturally, somebody we can see the glory of God being, Lord, pushed in and revealed through, hallelujah, that we might be able to follow them as they follow Christ. And Father, we thank you now for his mind, hallelujah, his mind of Lord Jesus Christ, pushing and pumping and pounding the enemy. Glory to God. Thank you for using him in such a way that it's going to make inroads into the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Bless God. It's going to be, Lord Jesus, efficient and effective in the body of Christ and make an unerasable mark upon the lives of others. God, and we thank you that we are copycats, that we are, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We're copycats and we're doing the same. We go to God, follow him as he follows Christ. Thank you for strengthening. Thank you for causing him to get rest. Thank you for causing him to get strength. Thank you for causing him to be refreshed. Thank you for causing him to be renewed. Hallelujah. Give him spiritual vitality. Glory to God. Revigor. Hallelujah. Bless God and refreshment now. Hallelujah. For the battle which is at hand. We thank you for a warrior mentality, victorious mindset. We are more than conquerors. We are victims. We're head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. We're blessed in the fruit of our body. We say our children are blessed. Our husbands are blessed. Our sons and daughters, wives and Lord Jesus Christ, nieces and nephews. Hallelujah. The saints are blessed. KCC Charlotte. Hallelujah. KCC Houston and KCC Jacksonville. Everything connected to this prayer movement is blessed. Everything connected to this underground prayer movement is released for a blessing in Jesus' name. Well, my God, hallelujah. The time is up. We look for God to flex his muscles, throw his weight around, and show himself mighty. On behalf of God's people. Listen, the bus will be leaving. I believe they've given you instructions to be at the church at 3:30, if I'm not mistaken. Be there at 3:30. Hallelujah. Because the bus will be leaving promptly at 4 o'clock. Glory to God. $20, make sure you get that in to Sister Purdy. Once again, gatekeepers, amen, from 12 on, you are released, amen, so that you can go ahead and come down and support this great movement of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, let's be in position. Let's be in place. We're coming with the mindset of warring. Glory. Whew. Yes, Lord. We're coming with the mindset of war. Don't come in there, amen, a looking like no space cadet, like you don't know what's happening. And don't act like you don't know that you're supposed to be up praying all that time. Get your rest now, because tonight, for tonight, we war. I said, for tonight, we war. Amen. Intercessors, you know your job. Let's stay on the wall. Let's stand in the gap. Continue to pray for the man of God. Hallelujah. I want y'all to keep Mother Khan. I just felt that in my spirit. Keep Mother Khan in prayer. Yes, Lord. Keep her in prayer. Mothers, let's stand with and for her and beside her. In Jesus' name, glory. All right. We'll see you tonight. Pastor will be all the way live. Glory to God. We look forward to seeing your face in the place. You're blessed. You're favored. You're more than a conqueror. You cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is the greatest power. Hallelujah. And we cannot be defeated. You're blessed. More grace.